rebuilt into something better. Chapter 1. The Return to You. Reboot with light, energy, love, and truth. Makita Hole. Have you ever felt like the real you got buried under the weight of trauma, burnout, or just life? I'm here to help you rise. I work with young dreamers and wise elders alike, guiding them back to their truth with the healing power of light and frequency alignment. We walk this path together, in truth, in respect, and from a place of empowerment. If you're ready to reclaim your voice, your health, and your future, a light reboot is your answer. If this sounds like you, I hear you, I see you, I was a version of you, and for a long time, I have walked alongside people just like you, people who have lost the sense of their true self, under the weight of trauma, burnout, and disconnection. From darkness to light. I wasn't born a healer, I was born a feeler, big heart, big energy, and a big desire to help. But then, life hit hard. Chronic injuries, weight gain, pain, emotional burnout, relationships that drained more than they gave. Doctors gave me pills. Specialists gave me labels. And yet, I still couldn't function. I had gone from a very fit, strong, and healthy 20-year-old to a very sick and damaged 30-year-old. I hardly recognized myself. I was on more pills than I was years alive. Once full of life, I felt nothing. I remember feeling I could have won the lotto or lost a loved one, and it would have hit the same. Flat. Numb. Zombie mode. Something had to give, and it did, in a big way. I couldn't go to work anymore, couldn't leave the house. I couldn't even cook my own dinner for myself and my partner. Life seemed dire. I put on a lot of weight with my injuries, and with so much pain, I couldn't move in any way that could help me shift the many unwelcome kilograms my body had accumulated in emotional and physical weight. Chronic hairline fractures up both my legs that wouldn't heal with the repeated push to keep running on concrete, with boots and pack weight. Broken bones in both my feet and in my wrist. Damage that was done to my neck from complete knockouts with each parachute jump. None of which could be tended to because of the very clear threat that I would not get another chance in the field I was in if I had to go to hospital to heal. So, damage accumulated. Strains, shoulder tears, doing things I was instructed to, but wasn't supposed to do with a female body composition, and a whole lot more. Needless to say, the pressure from this, and the bullying from it, took its toll. But as they say, that's the culture, and who would be game enough to say anything? You just keep on keeping on, playing by their rules, and not game enough to step out of it. I had severe depression and terrible anxiety. My confidence had disintegrated. I felt like I was fighting a losing battle. There was little to no support at home with my partner. I was so lost. I didn't know how to help myself, nor how to ask for help anymore. I tried asking doctors. All they said was, "We will increase your medication." When the doctors were really helping, they would send me for more tests and another specialist. These tests and appointments were a weekly date with the outside world, and it took my everything to just get myself up and out the door to attend. Not lazy, just crippling pain, severe anxiety, and the lovely black shadow of depression. It was hard, really hard, but I can say without hesitation, there are no regrets. Why? Because it got me to here and to being the person I am today. With the strength and compassion and understanding to take into the world to help others trapped in any version of this nightmare. It's because of this pain, this journey, this happening, and all I went through to get here that I can stand with people now and help them in the most profound and moving way. And for that, I am truly grateful. I wouldn't change a thing. I feel honored and blessed I have been given the opportunity to do what I do. And help who I help every day. I now help people through what I had to blindly navigate through. I clear the pathway back to their truest selves, help them feel again, live again, heal the physical and mental damage, and, most of all,